All right. We just to announce once again that items 8, 9, 10, and 11 are all deferred. So we're already at the end of our agenda and sketch plats. Up is item 12, PR 2021-5597, sketch plat PS 2021-70 for Oxbow Town Center at 3801 Coors Northwest between St. Joseph's and Atrisco. And ARC Plan and Land Use Consultants, welcome, Mr. Archuleta. And you can just go ahead because we don't have to swear you in for this sketch plat.
Sounds good. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Derek Archuleta, PO Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent for this request.
Can you tell us a little bit about, obviously they want to create 10 lots from one lot, but can you tell us a little bit about any of the development that's anticipated here?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is Derek. You know, at this point, I'm not exactly sure what their intentions are. So I'm not sure is the short answer to this.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go ahead to board comments then, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have an availability statement for this project. It was 20-01-07. Unfortunately, that expired. So it is you're due for a renewal on that, the usual link. We can update that statement, so it's no longer expired. There was a pro rata assessment for this parcel for sewer, and that amount was $25,265.09. So that's for the entire parcel, and that would be due prior to the Water Authority signing any plat or site plan. The prior availability statement did indicate a need for public water and public sewer mains, so that would trigger, you know, construction or financial guarantee of the infrastructure. As determined on an updated availability statement as a condition of plat approval. So we're anticipating some type of improvements to be needed in terms of which process you're going down. There does seem to be public water and public sewer improvements for the subdivision. And that is really all we had. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Okay, thank you, Blaine.
Parks and Recreation, code enforcement.
No problem. Carl Garcia with code enforcement. My only comment is to comply with Section 5.4, subdivision of land of the IDEA. That's it.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation now.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. So we just have that the surrounding streets, Coors Boulevard, St. Joseph's, and Atrisco Drive are all of classifications that would require street trees upon applicable development per IDO section 56B. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Okay, Derek, you got my long comments today. Okay,
so. Ernest, yes, I did.
So hydrology needs an approved grading and drainage plan or an approved drainage master plan is required prior to approval of preliminary plat or site plan for subdivision. For the plat, please show the existing public drainage easement at the corner of Atrisco Drive and St. Joseph's. We included part of that. That extends all the way from the corner, lot 9, and extends all the way across through lot 8. Let's see. The surge detention pond will have to be enlarged for the drainage from half of the site. The other half of the drainage has an existing 36-inch RCP that can drain to, but may still need a detention pond if the runoff is too large for the 36-inch RCP. And let's see, infrastructure list will be needed for preliminary plat. Cross-lot drainage easement may be required, and if so, then a note specifying beneficiary and maintenance agreement will need to be added to the plat. And that's it.
That's enough. Thank you.
You got your money's worth there, Mr. Archuleta.
Madam Chair, we're still waiting for transportation. They're next.
Right. Yeah. I just meant, did you get money's worth from Ernest? Yeah.
I sure did. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This is the bonus transportation.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. All required public and private roadway infrastructure shall be placed onto an infrastructure list as part of this development. An additional westbound through lane shall be added for St. Joseph's Drive along the frontage. The traffic study needs to be completed and approved prior to platting action. Recommendations from the TIS shall be included on the infrastructure list in addition to the required additional westbound lane on St. Joseph's. Use DPM standards for addition of curb sidewalks, sidewalk buffers, and bikeways per the Mr. Cog plan. St. Joseph's is a minor arterial, Atrisco is a collector, and Coors is a principal arterial roadway. So according to those road classifications, please follow the DPM requirements. Bike lanes and buffers are required along St. Joseph's and Atrisco Road that match current standards. Extend bike lane along Coors. Also take into consideration the required sidewalk widths for a center. Since this is located within an activity center. Any work within Coors Boulevard is required to be coordinated with DOT. DOT needs to be coordinated with in advance regarding any access off of Coors Boulevard before you get too far into your site plan. I'm sure that this problem will be addressed as part of the TIS, but it's recommended to check into that first off. Provide roadway cross sections that show all required roadway infrastructure. Right-of-way dedication may be needed based on these standards. Establish shared access and parking that is needed as part of the platting action. Any internal private roadway easements shall include both roadway pavement and sidewalk that match DPM width standards for private easements. Any future site plans shall be submitted to DRB or to Transportation Department as a traffic circulation layout plan depending on size requirements. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Wolfenbarger, do you have any special comments on lot 5? Do you see that working?
I see an easement there. I had already mentioned that we need shared access established, so that has to meet the DPM requirements.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
This is Maggie Gold. So again, standard planning comments about numbers and plat requirements. And then the site is within the boundaries of the Coors Boulevard Character Protection Overlay. So the requirements of that overlay plus the NRC zone apply. Please see section 5.2 for site design and sensitive lands. A sensitive lands analysis will be required for this property because I believe it's ungraded and undeveloped. And then as Mr. Garcia mentioned, section 5.4 regarding the subdivision of land for layout and other requirements.
Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Archuleta, just a comment on this. I'm not sure I have any basis in section 5.4 for this, but the parcel across from St. Joseph's and this parcel are like two of the last remaining large parcels where something fairly significant and coordinated could go in on the west side to truly build the employment base. And I would feel just disappointed as a planner to lose these two, a lot of lots for food establishments. And so I would just hope that's not where we're going here, but these parcels are just really precious for employment development. And so I just want to emphasize that to your owner.
Okay, point taken.
All right. All right. I think that concludes our case review. Let's go to action sheet minutes for June 16th. Is there a motion to approve the action sheet minutes of June 16th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Summerfield, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Arnejo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve action sheet minutes of June 16th, 2021. Now we have a signing session. If we have anything ready for signing, Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. There is nothing available to sign. The one approval we had today, both the site plan and the final plat, have delegated items they need to address before we can submit it, send it out for DRB signatures. So there's nothing to sign.
Okay. Well, with a few items, we still found a good meeting session. So the DRB meeting is concluded. It is 10:45 a.m.